WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Six states are holding primaries today, but CNN, the Associated Press, and other major media outlets are reporting that the big win in the Puerto Rico primary over the weekend has put Hillary Clinton over the top, clinching the delegate she needs to claim the Democratic nomination. But Bernie Sanders still won't budge.
In case you haven't noticed, there are a lot of people here tonight.
Clinton's rival Bernie Sanders is insisting that the primary contests aren't over yet. His campaign releasing a statement arguing that superdelegates can change their minds before the July convention. The senator not acknowledging Clinton's triumph at a rally in San Francisco, but softening his rhetoric when asked about the possibility of endorsing her.
Let's assess where we are after tomorrow before we make statements based on speculation.
Clinton is hoping to bring Democrats together quickly after this long and bruising primary season. Clinton is poised to get a major boost from President Obama, who sources say could endorse her as early as tomorrow, and is itching to take on Donald Trump.
Correspondent Chris Freites. Meanwhile, over on the GOP side, Donald Trump is putting a strain on his relationship with Republican supporters by upping the ante in his attacks on the judge hearing the lawsuits against Trump University.
I don't care if the judge is Mexican or not. I'm going to do great with the Mexican people.
Donald Trump is refusing to back down or apologize for his attacks. His attacks on the judge,
I'm building a wall. He's a Mexican.
Are causing an uproar and unifying the GOP against his controversial rhetoric. On a conference call with staffers and surrogates, sources say Trump told them to keep up criticism of Judge Curiel. Even Trump's most prominent supporters are blasting his attacks, including Newt Gingrich, who's rumored to be on his VP shortlist.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Maryland U.S. Senate candidate Kathy Shalega is among the Republicans calling on Trump to end his criticism of the judge. Shalega calls Trump's attacks racist. On the first morning rush hour of Metro's SafeTrack program yesterday, ridership was down up to 44% at stations west of Ballston.
But system-wide during morning rush hour yesterday, ridership was only down 1%, according to Metro's general manager, Paul Wiedefeld.
So that means people in that area adjusted, which is great.
So what did people do to get themselves to work while trains are continuously single-tracking between Ballston and East Falls Church?
A lot of people were starting earlier, so they were spreading out the peak. So that was one big initiative. Seemed like bus ridership was higher.
Whatever people did worked. And board chair Jack Evans is urging people to do what they did yesterday again this morning. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you can find out what you need to know about SafeTrack and its impact on your commute at WMAL.com. House Speaker Paul Ryan's proposing an overhaul of the nation's poverty programs, the first of several policy plans aimed at uniting Republicans fractured by a contentious presidential campaign. Ryan's proposal would make changes to welfare and food and housing aid programs, among others. Florida Governor Rick Scott says there are no reports of major damage from Tropical Storm Colin, but the state will be tracking flooding from the sudden deluge of rain yesterday. New government figures offer a mixed snapshot of progress for the nation's school children. An Education Department report finds 6.5 million kids nationwide were chronically absent in the 2013-14 school year. That's more than one out of every 10 students missing at least 3 full weeks of school. And a Los Angeles jury is recommending the death penalty for the man dubbed the Grim Sleeper, one of the most prolific serial killers in L.A. history. Sentencing for 63-year-old Lonnie Franklin Jr. set for August. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,920, the Nasdaq at 49,69. Sports, the Nats were idle. They open a series in Chicago tonight against the White Sox. The O's beat the Royals. Stanley Cup final, the Penguins take a 3-1 lead with a win over the Sharks. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877, Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877, Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877, Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, the action.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations. Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, the crash on the outer loop northbound as you come up toward Arena Drive. Stay to the right to get by. This will be outer loop after 214 Central Avenue, and big delays just north of Route 4 already to this crash. From Maryland, 95, BW Parkway 29, all three of those arteries down to the Beltway struggling accidents. Southbound Baltimore Washington Parkway, the crash south of BWI Route 100, that's now to the shoulder. Maryland 95, south of 216 before 198, they still had the right lane blocked at last check with huge backups. The bailout on 29 was taking some pressure, and now the crash on 29 southbound before you get to 216. So everyone needs extra time. For 270, thank goodness it's just been about the volume. Across the 14th Street Bridge, heading out of the district, the crash has looks like one lane remains blocked. Jam coming off of the 11th Street Bridge and heading into town for an accident on the eastbound side of the freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Really good looking forecast now, especially as we look ahead toward Wednesday. Front coming in, cooler temperatures on the way. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon, 82. A west breeze will start kicking up as a front comes through. And that's a cold front. Clear sky tonight, cooler 61. Partly cloudy, windy tomorrow with high of only 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Leesburg, 64 in Bowie, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by VNF Office Products. The last known surviving 9/11 search and rescue dog has been laid to rest. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 7:07. You're listening to WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I don't care what you've been told, zombies are real. They exist. They exist, at least in the state of California, as we recently found out. On a day when all eyes are focused on California for the big California primary, turns out that California has a problem with the zombie voters. And, well, the polling places be impacted by the zombie apocalypse that could take place. Joining us now to explain all this and to talk about the status of voter integrity in the United States today, Hans von Spakovsky. Hans is, of course, you know, a former counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Justice Department, a former commissioner with the Federal Election Commission, and a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hello, Hans. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine this morning.
Well, so I see this report out of California that says that dead people are still voting in California and that California is not doing much about the problem.
Yeah, and, you know, key thing is it wasn't California election officials that discovered the problem. It was a local CBS station who went and investigated it, and they found, you know, almost 300 people who were dead, who had still been voting, 215 of them in Los Angeles. 32 were repeat voters. There was one woman, died in 1988. She's been voting for 26 years.
She's been dead for 26 years and has been voting in every election. How does this happen?
Well, it's because California has the worst run election system in the country, and they don't do what they need to do to clean up their voter rolls. Here, look, the CBS station did something that the state ought to be doing. They simply went to the Social Security Administration, got a hold of their master death index. They've got death records on people from all over the country, compared that to the voter registration list, and found all these people who are dead. California should be doing that, but of course they aren't.
So what can be done, and is this more widespread? You focus on California, but what about here in Virginia or Maryland or in the district?
Well, for example, there is a new lawsuit that's just been filed against Alexandria because they also haven't been cleaning up their voter rolls and taking people off who've died and moved away. I tell you, the biggest problem in California is the fact that they have lots and lots of people who aren't U.S. citizens who are on the rolls and voting, and the officials out there, including the Secretary of State, they don't want to do anything about that.
What do you mean, don't want to? I thought it was the law.
Well, look, Larry, you know, listen, it was 20 years ago, this year, that they found hundreds of non-citizens had voted, remember, in the Bob Dorn and Loretta Sanchez race. That was proven by a U.S. House committee that investigated it. Not a single one of those individuals was prosecuted. And California election officials, the current Secretary of State, he's a Democratic activist. He's the former president of NALEO, the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. They believe that non-citizens help them get elected, so they don't have any interest in prosecuting them under the law.
Why does this always seem to be so one-sided? It seems that it's Republicans that are always concerned about voter integrity, and Democrats keep saying, oh, there's no problem. This isn't, there is no meaningful voter fraud going on in this country. You hear this repeatedly from Democrats.
Well, it is, and they are the ones also who, as you know, for example, attacked unsuccessfully Virginia's voter ID law recently and also attacked North Carolina's voter ID law and lost that in court, too. They seem to think that election integrity apparently will hurt them in election outcomes.
So what's to be done, and what can citizens do to actually force this issue? Or when you have a state like California where you have one-party rule, is it just a question of, you're beating your head against the wall over there? Or can't the Fed step in? Can't Republicans step in and say, hey, there's something needs to be done?
They can step in. They're going to have to do it through litigation. The National Voter Registration Act actually has a private right of action. So nonprofit groups and others can actually sue over the fact that California is not maintaining its voter rolls. That's actually a requirement of the NVRA.
But don't they have to prove some sort of standing? Don't they have to show that in some way they have been harmed for this to be sued? Because that's what happens in these cases, isn't it? A judge says, well, even if you can prove that this may have happened, it wouldn't have changed the outcome, so you don't have standing, so move along.
Larry, normally you're right, but when it comes to voting cases, the judges and the courts are extremely lenient. All you really need is one California voter saying, hey, my vote's being threatened by all these possible illegitimate votes, and let me tell you can get standing.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about another story very much in the news related to this, and that has to do with Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, who decided that he wanted to make it possible for about 200,000 people who had served time in prison, but they'd done their time, to once again regain their voting rights. Turns out that we are finding out that a great number of people are being given the right to vote who are actually still in prison, perhaps in another state, and the Virginia didn't know about it, but in a couple of cases, they were actually in prison in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Well, that's just another sign of how reckless his behavior was. And look, as you know, there's been a court case filed about it, but it seems pretty clear to me, looking at the Virginia Constitution, that he didn't have the power to do that. This was another Obama-like action going far beyond his authority as the chief executive of the state.
Well, but how will it play out in time to actually make a difference? I mean, people are registering now. There's no way to trace, really, if they're going to vote for Hillary in November. So will there be a court action that actually stops this? And can we put the genie back in the bottle?
That will depend on the Virginia Supreme Court acting very quickly. If they do, then, yeah, they will be able to, have enough time to put the genie back in the bottle. Maybe not this summer, but perhaps by the time of the November general election.
All right, so for the bottom line, for people who are going to a polling place, we hear this all the time. You know, I saw something that didn't look right. I saw something that really smelled rotten. Or I'm pretty sure that person wasn't a U.S. citizen, and nobody's... What do you do when you're at a polling place and you see something that doesn't seem right when it comes to voter integrity?
Well, if you are a registered voter, you have the ability to challenge anybody. So, for example, if you see your former neighbor coming in who you know moved to the other side of the country, and yet they're suddenly in your polling place and they want to vote, you need to go up to the election officials who are running the polling place and challenge their eligibility to vote, and that's the way to take care of a problem like that.
Yeah, and what is the responsibility of the polling worker if you receive such a challenge?
He then only allows that person to vote by provisional ballot. That's set aside, and after Election Day, the local election officials are supposed to have a hearing to decide whether or not that person really was eligible to vote or not and whether that vote should be counted. Mm.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Always good to have you, Hans von Spakovsky. Heritage Foundation, zombie voters.
That's right. Thanks, Hans.
Thank you.
You know, I used to call, you know, most Democrats who vote for those zombies, Obama zombies. I will vote for the Democrat. Yeah. 7:15 now. Brains. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I do like the zombie voice. Very good. All right, let's go, Virginia. We are busy for this rush hour. One of our latest problems here is you're coming in on the Georgetown Pike jammed. In fact, each direction just west of Old Dominion Drive for the crash. Watch for police to direct you through alternating traffic there. 66 sun glare. Pretty intense here as you come out of Gainesville through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks. Now, again, morning number two with the safe track plan as the orange and silver lines are being single track between East Falls Church and Ballston through the 16th of June, and it is causing delays on 66 inside the Beltway. These aren't normal, so these are the extra commuters that aren't taking the rails. 66 each direction through Falls Church, pretty much solid there. Also 29, again, as you head past the State Theater and up towards 66, we're crunched in, and 50 inside the Beltway picks up the extra volume. So we're seeing those three roadways really picking up those delays. Quick note on the 14th Street Bridge, we have accidents each direction. One getting out of town, jammed off the 11th Street Bridge. One into town, coming out of Virginia. And from Maryland, the latest problem on 29 has traffic now stopped. Southbound 29 near 216. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 82 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 61. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy. It's going to get windy tomorrow. Highs, wind up to 30 miles per hour. High temperature, 73 degrees. Right now, 72 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
Time now for Critter News. News in, for, about, and sometimes delivered by critters. Here on WMAL, it's a fan favorite.
It is a certified fan favorite.
It's got a little blue check mark next to it.
That's right.
All right, let's follow up on that story in the Cincinnati Zoo that captured every human being's imagination for a delightful course of 72 hours last week. It now turns out that the prosecutor in Cincinnati has determined that there will be no charges against the mother of the little boy who got into the gorilla exhibit, resulting in the death of Harambe. Harambe, the gorilla. The prosecutor said that the three-year-old just scampered off. Yeah. He said it would be different if we had evidence that the mother was under the influence or in some way had been distracted in such a way that proved neglect. But in this case, as we often had said, it can happen to any of us.
Well, and, I mean, we often said that the gorilla was just doing what a gorilla will do. I guess the three-year-old was just doing what a three-year-old will do.
Right, but did the mom do everything that a mom can do, of course, was the question.
Apparently, they decided that she was a good mom.
No, they didn't decide she was a good mom. There's just no evidence to suggest that she's a bad mom.
Okay.
It's very important how we frame these things. So that should call an end to the entire Harambe episode. Until the TV movie.
Yeah.
Until Lifetime gets a hold of it.
That's right.
Or maybe Animal Planet.
Who knows?
Meanwhile, pussycat,
I love you. Oh, cat you know, mice, yeah.
So yeah, always, these people that have feral cats, it always amazes me that they love feeding these cats that are just wandering around the neighborhood. Yeah. I understand there's a lot of you out there. You're dear, wonderful, caring people, and you want to feed these feral cats. Just ask yourself, would you do it for any other animal in the world? Oh, this is my colony of feral rats.
Yeah.
And we just feed them. Oh, here's our colony of feral dogs. This pack of dogs that just hangs out in the neighborhood. Anyway, I set this up to tell you that you need to be aware that there is a rabid cat in the Springfield, Virginia area. This cat is extremely aggressive. Not as aggressive as an aggressive
raccoon.
No, it's not that aggressive.
It's not that aggressive. Well, I mean,
but it's pretty bad.
But an aggressive cat—that's a thing.
Yep, and this is what. There he is.
That's what it sounds like?
Over on Long Beach Trail, north of the Franconia Springfield Metro Station, where, you know, you're just walking around anyway because it's not like you can get on the metro.
Right.
The guy's walking, sees this cat, goes over.
As if the metro did not have enough issues. They've got a rabid cat.
I blame Jack Evans. So this guy, what do you see? When you see a cat, you know, your instinct is, oh, you do.
Yeah, come here, kitty, 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 kitty,
scratch that cat around your ears. Yeah. Give the little kitty a nice little pet there.
And then
this cat went after, extremely aggressive, went after this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Scratched the cat in a big way.
Yeah.
Now, authorities say that the cat was extremely good and died during the attack.
Now, how did that happen?
I want to know.
Yeah, come here, you damn cat.
I have a pretty good idea. There may have been a work there boot involved.
There might have been a reaction by the person who was the victim of said cat.
Yeah. But the fact is, where there's one rabid cat, oftentimes this is like a trend. So you gotta be careful.
That's right.
Don't go after these cats. It's not a good thing. Also, do we have another cat thing? No, we have another dog thing.
We got another cat thing.
Oh, we
over in Greenbelt.
Oh, yeah. There's a shelter. Almost every day, apparently, these pets are surrendered. This is according to who are we reading here? I don't know who I'm reading. But whoever it is, it was a great reporter, and I appreciate them writing it. Anyway, a huge gaggle. Of kittens.
Is that what you call a large group of kittens?
I call it a gaggle. What do you call it? A pack?
I don't know.
A pride. No, that's lions.
That's lions, yeah. I don't know.
What is a
litter of kittens?
Well, I guess it's a litter. 19. At 5 o'clock, 19 kittens were abandoned outside of the shelter in Greenbelt, Maryland. They've never had a dump of this kind of cats before. And then they got another 5 boxes of cats and
five
kittens on Saturday. That's a total of 28 cats. It sounds
that's
like our
like
executive producer, Heather Hunter's living room.
Yeah, just like her house.
Just right? Regular day over there at the Hunter household. So if you want a cat, go over and get one before something happens. It's before Brian Wilson gets over there and takes care of business, thins the herd. 7:22 on WMAL.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Larry Spoth, the president of Retirement Protection Solutions, and his team test portfolios on a regular basis. And you know what? They see this thing happen over and over and over. They see high-risk positions with returns in the low single digits. I mean, that's not what you want. You don't want high risk and low returns. Now you can earn an upfront income-based bonus of 10% and 10% simple interest growth for 10 years on your income base. That's an income-based bonus of 10% and 10% yearly. Imagine locking in today's high position and collecting a 10% bonus along with 10% yearly. You want to know more about this? There's an easy way to find out. Just go to this number, 800-611-1952. Call this number, 800-611-1952. And by the way, you want to test your investment? They got a thing for that. It's just to go to their website, testyourinvestment.com.
You know that one thing that no matter how you package it, how you price it, it never sells at the garage sale?
Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may be subject to income tax penalty. Income value not available for withdrawal. Policy and form number 65103. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Terms of the contract may apply as well as possible surrender charges for terminating early. Products referenced are issued by Athene Annuity and Life Company, West Des Moines, Iowa. The Athena Sin Income Rider is optional and available for a charge. Rider is not available on all products and can only be elected at issue with the purchase of an Athene Annuity contract. Larry Spoth is a licensed insurance professional.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
My top-notch innovation team here at Snell Heating and Air is always looking for new ways to make our customers smile. And recently, they had a breakthrough, which we're calling the Homeowner Satisfaction Quotient, or HSQ for short. And you might think it's an algebra equation, or something that you'll need to get your slide rule out for. But the truth is, really, it's surprisingly simple. Ready? Here goes. When you call the stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to be 100% satisfied 100% of the time, guaranteed, or we will make it right. Even if that means we have to come back out to make it right. Upfront pricing means that you're going to know what the repair will cost before any work is performed. And with my stand-up guys, you know you're getting the cream of the crop. The very best trained and well-mannered air conditioning technicians in the market.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, I don't know if I've ever seen all three arteries trying to get through Columbia, say southbound 29, 95 as you come out of Baltimore, and on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, all have accidents. Here's what's going on. Southbound 29 near 216, they've stopped traffic now that we have additional fire and rescue units at the scene of the crash, and we were just at a standstill on 29. Commuters that are on 32 thinking, I'm going to get past 29, take 95. That was where we had a first crash, and there's still some activity southbound on 95 near 216 again. And then on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the initial crash southbound at 100 cleared, and a new one before you get to Route 100. So extra time needed. Route 1, fingers crossed. So far, no incidents there, but the signal lights definitely cause you volume. Out of Frederick down to the Beltway, 270, very little break along the way. Virginia coming in from the west, 66. We are just jammed into that sun glare this morning. Then inside the Beltway, pick up the extra commuters avoiding the Metro Rail. East and westbound through Falls Church, slow. 29 through Falls Church, heavy. And 50 as you come off the Beltway. And it's our second morning of our safe track plan. That's why we have extra commuters out on the roadways. Single tracking the orange and silver lines between East Falls Church and Ballston. Update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. You know, it's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a morning. Front to the west of us will help clean out the sky a bit as it comes on through with a west breeze today. Clouds mix up with sunshine. Head up near 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 72 degrees in the nation's capital at 727. Kimbo Slice was actually born Kevin Ferguson, but he just liked that name, Kimbo Slice.
Yeah. How do you go from Kevin Ferguson to Kimbo Slice?
Well, he made an internet persona of himself. He was born in the Bahamas, raised in Miami. He was a strip club bouncer, a bodyguard. He began competing in unsanctioned street fights back in 2003. Videos of these fights made him a star on YouTube. He joined the MMA. Mm. He was probably the first huge international star for MMA.
Right.
And Kimbo Slice is now gone. He died at the age of 42 degrees.
That's very young.
It is
42 years old.
42 years old is very young. His death was confirmed by Scott Coker, the CEO of Bellator, which promoted his return to MMA last year after a five-year absence. He was very popular, and he ended up dying. He was tested positive for steroid use at one point in his career recently, that certainly could have accelerated things for him. So rest in peace, Kimbo Slice, 728 on WMAL.
You know that one thing that no matter how you package it, how you price it, it never sells at the garage sale? That, my friends, is your timeshare. You've tried listing it, you've even paid someone to list it, and yet you're still stuck with it. Timeshares don't sell. It's a complex process to get out of one, and the only company I trust to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever is Timeshare Exit Team. You sit down face-to-face with your own personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is free when you call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM and mention me, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. Jump ahead of the line. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. They've got offices right here in Towson and Arlington, online at timeshareexitteam.com. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or timeshareexitteam.com.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we've got a whole slew of news about the Hillary Clinton campaign because apparently we're being told that she's about to make history. So we better get ready for that. But what's more important is the State Department is trying to block all of the emails that she wrote about the controversial Trans-Pacific trade package. Well, what's that all about? We'll tell you what that's all about after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Six states are holding primaries today, but CNN, the Associated Press, and other media outlets are reporting that her big win in the Puerto Rico primary over the weekend put Hillary Clinton over the top, clinching the delegate she needs to claim the Democratic nomination.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign are not saying mission accomplished about these reports. They want to make sure that voter turnout in support of Clinton is not dampened in New Jersey and California and other states that are voting today.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, is telling the media, slow down. Don't grant Hillary Clinton the nomination just yet. Sanders says Clinton does not have enough pledged delegates to win the nomination. He still insists that many superdelegates will change their minds before the convention and support him. For many commuters yesterday, day one of Metro's SafeTrack program meant some big changes. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld.
A lot of people were starting earlier, so they were spreading out the peak. So that was one big initiative. Seemed like bus ridership was higher. I don't know what else, you know, I can't tell on telecommuting, things like that. But of the things that I'm aware of, it was primarily people changing their travel pattern.
Metro Board Chair Jack Evans says whatever you did yesterday, do it again today because it worked yesterday. For 2 weeks, crews will be working on the orange and silver lines. Find out what you need to know about SafeTrack and its impact on your commute at WMAL.com. Tropical Storm Colin is expected to continue dropping heavy rain over the southeast today after moving across northern Florida yesterday, knocking out power and flooding many roads. And House Speaker Paul Ryan's getting ready for when and if the next president is a Republican. Ryan is proposing an overhaul of the nation's poverty programs, such as welfare, food and housing aid, and to increase work requirements. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,920, the NASDAQ at 49.69. Sports a night off for the Nats. They take on the White Sox in Chicago starting tonight. The O's come from behind to beat Kansas City, and the Penguins are one win away from the Stanley Cup after beating the Sharks in Game 4. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with six convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or a drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
What does Dad really want for Father's Day? Well, he loves making home improvements, but he wants a deal on them. This is Andrew Kanopic from Renewal by Anderson. During our Father's Day sale, we're giving Dad and everyone else a tremendous deal on replacement windows. Before Father's Day, June 19th, buy one window or patio door and get your next one 40% off. And during this sale, save an additional $25 on every window, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. Dad loves a nice, energy-efficient home. But don't we all? Buy one window or patio door and get your next one 40% off. And save an additional $25 on every window. Renewal by Anderson's Father's Day sale ends on June 19th. Call 1-800-413-5588. 1-800-413-5588. That's 1-800-413-5588.
Minimum purchase required. Discounting and financing with approved credit only. Call for additional details and cost information.
Chris Plant here. Join me this September at the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala, enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a tough morning commute continues to get a little bit worse, actually. Let's go Virginia first with Yates Ford Road. Crews still dealing with the crash eastbound Yates Ford Road before you get to Henderson Road near the Bull Run Marina. So do not commit to Yates Ford Road. Coming back from the Prince William Parkway, that's where the delays begin. You'll just be sitting in the traffic with the rest of the commuters there. Davis Ford Road is jammed as well. So taking the Prince William Parkway down toward Old Bridge Road, a better option for you. Let's go 95 North. It's been about the volume. Had a minor crash near Aquia to the shoulder. 395 absolutely crawling as you leave Newington across the 14th Street Bridge. Had the crash on the freeway. Looks like lanes are open near Main Avenue. Opposite direction of the freeway to the outbound 14th Street Bridge. Accident cleanup not only jams the 11th Street Bridge and the westbound freeway, but each direction of 295. Northbound delays 295 back at the Beltway, and those Beltway delays to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5. I have a lot to talk about. Just a quick update on Maryland's 29 jammed out of Columbia with the crash southbound at 216. They're trying to get at least one lane to get by. They had all traffic stopped. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Moisture from Tropical Storm Colin well east and south out over the Atlantic. We're going to actually have pretty good day today. West breeze, clouds in mild this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Herndon, 72 in Gaithersburg, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, our weekly conversation with Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And Hillary Clinton is poised to make history today. In fact, AP is reporting that she's already made history by becoming the first woman of a major political party to get a nomination for president. And so, well,
it is historic. First time a female candidate has been the presumptive nominee for a major political party in this country. It's something she actually noted over the weekend.
Political director for CNN, David Chalian. Yes, it's true. She did note it. In fact, she keeps talking about it. She was actually at an event last night where she said, "We're on the brink of making history. This is a historic moment." If you're the center of the historic moment, should you really be calling attention to that historic moment?
Look at me. Look at me. I'm making history. I'm making history. No. You make the history and you let other people observe it.
What can I tell you? But it is interesting the way the media is jumping on board with this, too. It's very important. important to everybody to say that this is historic. So I guess we have to say that too. Apparently that's what everyone says. I keep seeing this from people. Regardless of your politics, it's about time. Oh, really? Okay. All right. Regardless. Whenever anybody says regardless of your politics, you know that they're about to make a political statement. Mm-hmm. Speaking of political statements, the U.S. State Department is making a pretty big political statement.
Tell me about that.
Well, do you think it's pretty fair to say that international trade policy will be a front and center issue in this November campaign?
Well, I mean, yeah, very clearly. Certainly Donald Trump has raised it as a campaign issue. I think it's something that's going to be discussed as we move into the fall campaign.
And in the Democrat primary, Bernie Sanders raised it.
He raised it, right, absolutely.
Loud and clear. He staked out a very early position against TPP. That would be the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is an Asian trade agreement that is quite controversial and hasn't been passed yet. Well, Hillary Clinton, where does she stand on it? Well, that's kind of the problem. No one's really sure exactly where she stands on it. She says now, in October, actually, she said, I'm against TPP.
Right.
But when she was Secretary of State, she actually endorsed, fought for, and rallied for TPP.
Right.
And so there's a bit of a conflict there. And doesn't that bear investigating? Sort of, okay, well, when did you change your mind? Why did you change your mind?
Or were you carrying the water for the president even though you had a different opinion?
Well, and that's the other thing. In your private conversations, all of these concerns that you raise now about the Trans-Pacific Partnership,
right,
when you actually held a position in government as Secretary of State,
Did you weigh in?
Did you say, hey, here are my concerns.
Absolutely.
Let's try to change this. Let's try to make it better. I'll go out there and say, yes, absolutely. I'll support it. But behind the scenes, were you working to actually address those concerns? Well, the only way to know that, and to know the answer to that,
I know where you're headed with this,
have a Freedom of Information Act request for her emails as Secretary of State. Reporters have the right to do this. Private citizens have the right to do this. Let's see where Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, stood on the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
I think that's eminently fair.
Well, and we will find out exactly where she stood on November 30th, 3 weeks after the presidential campaign.
How convenient that is.
Yeah, David Sirota, a writer at International Business Times, IB Times, he has put the FOIA request in. He says, my readers would like to know, I would like to know, we're doing a report on the private emails, the official government emails that Hillary Clinton wrote as Secretary of State. We want every email related to TPP. And the State Department announced yesterday, yeah, we'd be glad to give those to you right after the presidential election.
Listen, this State Department has done everything it can to carry water for the former Secretary of State. With the exception of the Inspector General's report, they have gone out of their way to do everything they can to protect her and to say, you know what, we're just going to, it's going to be very difficult for us to, no, I'm sorry, we track our feet. Yeah, well, no, we can't really testify. No, we really can't bring you that document. No, I'm really sorry. And it just seems to me that when you have a Department of State that's doing this on behalf of Hillary Clinton, how difficult is it to imagine that your Department of Justice is doing the same thing?
Well, the thing is, Brian, we've got journalists and reporters who are on the job, and they're going to hold her feet to the fire. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton had her first press gaggle in over a month.
Yep.
And it was right after this story broke about the State Department running interference.
You think that'd be a great question to ask?
Well, she talked to reporters for 8 minutes, and there were 8 questions, and here's an example of the kind of questions she got.
Last night, when you took stage in Sacramento, there was a woman standing next to me who was absolutely sobbing. And she said, you know, it's time. It's past time. And you see the women, you see people here. And people just come up to you and they get tears in their eyes.
Right.
Do you feel the weight of what this means?
So, there you go. Your reporters doing their job there on the campaign
that's
trail.
Right.
It's 7:43 on WMAL.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
I am so excited right now. Can I tell you why I'm excited?
Why?
I mentioned yesterday that I had a little Cabernet mishap at home.
Yeah.
I knew a little bit of a wine spill.
You have regaled us with stories about what a sloppy drinker you
I don't think sloppy drinker is the right way to put it. I like my wine, and I get a little excited sometimes when I'm drinking, and maybe I overfill my glass. The point is my carpets.
You talk with your hands. That's
I do. It's true. My carpets have some wine stains. They've popped up. And listen, Zero Res is fantastic. They cleaned my carpets. They cleaned my carpets last year, and they look fantastic. And they did. The clean carpets can't stop me from spilling. Anyway, the whole point is I'm excited because tomorrow, Zero Res in O'Connor land there, they're going to clean up my stains that I got. I called them up yesterday. I said, we got to take care of this. And just like they will do for you, Zero Res is going to come out to my place, get my carpets looking brand new again, smelling fresh, feeling soft. And yes, the stains will be gone. So thank you, Zero Res. Now you can have carpets like me. Call them, get the WMAL special for $39 a room. That's a huge savings. $39 a room. Call Zero Res. Minimum supply, 703-382-1220. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
You know how to make good decisions. You do the research and weigh the facts. Eventually, the answer becomes so obvious, you can't believe it was ever a question. Like enrolling at University of Maryland University College. As a working adult, you want specialized programs applicable to what you're doing now and to where you want to go. A place where your military and work experience give you a leg up and a faster path toward your degree. You want to invest your time where you'll get real-world skills and relevant credentials in high-demand fields like cybersecurity, IT, and business, and learn what matters from experts who practice in their fields. You want a university that offers the flexibility of classes both online and on-site with a rock-solid reputation. With over 90 programs and specializations, UMUC is the clear choice. Increase your professional worth and gain the knowledge and skills you need to advance your career. University of Maryland University College. The answer is right here. Visit umuc.edu/rightchoice.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Not a sloppy drinker.
I'm just saying.
I may be a sloppy drunk. But I am not a sloppy drinker. It's 7:45.
If you spill it, you're
sloppy. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, Brian, I don't know what to say. This rush hour is terrible everywhere. I have so many accidents, and a lot of them turning out to be major accidents and problems. So everybody get ready. Dig in here because I have major delays. Let's first start Maryland. For 29, southbound crash near 216 had all traffic hung up, stopped. Southbound on 95 at 216. For the crash, one in the backups at Route 100. Baltimore Washington Parkway, southbound Route 100 crash. So all those arteries coming south, coming out of Ellicott City, out of Baltimore, hung up. Once onto the Beltway topside at a crawl through Silver Spring, 270 most of its length out of Frederick. I'm not seeing too many breaks down to the Beltway. In Virginia, Georgetown Pike near Old Dominion Drive. The crash had happened in the westbound direction, police tell me, but they're alternating traffic, so each direction slow. Yates Ford Road near Henderson Road, do not commit to Yates Ford Road. Heading eastbound, delays back near the Prince William Parkway. So this is just to name a few. And in addition to the SafeTrack plan that's going on with Metro Rail, we pick up the extra volume in Falls Church on 66, 29, and on 50. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Really good looking forecast now, especially as we look ahead toward Wednesday. Front coming in, cooler temperatures on the way. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon, 82. A west breeze will start kicking up as a front comes through. And that's a cold front. Clear sky tonight, cooler 61. Partly cloudy, windy tomorrow with high of only 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 73 degrees at 7:48.
So I'm wondering whether or not we have reached the maximum that we're ever going to see on social media. And look, this is the only statistics I've seen like this, but it is interesting It has to do with social media apps that you have on your phone. I don't know about you, but I mean, that's where I do most of my social media interaction is on my phone, right? Well, they did a study out there, and they found, this is pretty interesting stuff. In the United States, use of social media apps is down dramatically over last year. For example, here are the U.S. statistics. Instagram use down 36%. Twitter down almost 28%. Snapchat down 19%. And Facebook really took the least of the hit. It's only down 6.7%. And no real reason why. I mean, we don't understand why that is. I mean, is it because people are just texting each other more directly? Have they been worn out by social media? Are they tired of politics, and that's why they're walking away from it right now? Because a great deal, at least on my social media apps, is about politics right now. Maybe people are a little, you know, numb to all the talk about politics. I don't know. But a dramatic drop being recounted in this survey.
Does it say what time period this stretches over? I wonder why that would be.
It's January to March compared to the same
of this
year,
first quarter.
Yeah, compared to the same time period last year.
Wow, that's very interesting. And well, I mean, I guess there's yeah, I don't know. I think politics is the only thing that I can think of. That's what's been hot and heavy. I mean, think about it. The first quarter of this year was the primary season in New Hampshire, Iowa, and maybe people just have to tune out a little bit. I have noticed people tuning out a bit. It's funny. I only noticed it when they come back. You know,
yeah.
Say, I've been off Facebook for about a month.
Yeah, I got tired of it. He was wearing me out. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's a little bit of fatigue about politics right now.
It could be it. That's a very interesting thing.
I found that a very interesting. But here's a statistic that I found very interesting.
Or as David Letterman say, a statistic.
A statistic. Yeah. Here's a statistic that will catch your attention. It's something that's up dramatically. So we just talked about a thing that's down. Here's something that's up dramatically. The FBI completed a record 1.87 million checks through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or NICS, they call it, for background checks for people who want to purchase guns. That's a record. By the way, it's the first time this year that it's dipped below 2 million.
So instead of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and Snapchat,
people are out there buying weapons.
With Smith & Wesson and Colt 45.
Listen, 2015 was a record year. This number is 300,000 larger than last year.
Get them while you can.
That's right.
It's 751 on WMAL.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
Are you ready for the summer's heat? How about the heat coming through your windows? You know, the windows, you lose a lot of your cooling in the summer, and your heating during the winter through your windows. Listen, that's costly. Replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Windows Company's super energy efficient windows sounds much better. Thompson Creek Windows designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They're made for our climate. They're made just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. I've been given the backstage tour at their factory, and let me tell you, it is impressive what they do there. They make custom windows for your home, custom design. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018. What a deal that is. That's, of course, subject to credit approval and third-party financing. Visit thompsoncreek.com to get those details. Thompson Creek Window Company will come to your home for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference, and you will be impressed. Make sure to ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That number again is 855-57-CREEK, and tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized
needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach a Ride. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
It's 7:53 in the nation's capital. That means it's time to check in up in Gotham there. New York City's holding on to all the money. So let's hear from Susan Lee. Oh, look, she's laughing about it. You New Yorkers. He's like, yeah, we got the money. You got the politics down there. We got the money.
All right. Well, let's talk about the money then, because we're looking for a big rally on Wall Street and a mini follow through from yesterday, I guess. Valeant Pharmaceuticals, that's the corporate news in the headlines today. Valeant stock is down 90% so far in the past year, and it could fall another 10%. Today, Valeant, which made money by gouging its customers, some say, fell to a loss last quarter, weighed down by higher costs and also weaker drug sales. General Motors, its stock is down 18% over the past 2 years, and that's since Mary Barra took over as CEO. But then last year, GM racked up record profits, the company meeting with its investors today. 800 North Carolina workers at truck maker Freightliner, owned by Germany's Daimler, losing their jobs. Poor truck sales are to blame in this case. And General Mills is coming out with its first new cereal in 15 years. Tiny Toast is flavored with real fruit, and it has no high fructose corn syrup being used, no artificial colors or artificial flavors. General Mills hoping to build up its cereal sales, which have been soggy for the past few years. I'm Susan Lee for CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carolyn Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy efficient LED is put into play. Oh wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, 14th Street Bridge, the crash outbound side. Looks like they have everything out of the travel lanes, but it's jammed us off of not only the freeway, but each direction of 295. 395 delays out of Newington to cross the 14th Street Bridge to the freeway near Main Avenue. That's where we had the crash there. Getting across the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, Memorial Bridge. Remember, we have another morning of this work project on Independence Avenue over the Cuts Bridge. You're narrowed down to one lane. The George Washington Parkway delays beginning at 123. Great Falls for the crash on Georgetown Pike near Old Dominion Drive. 15 is jammed southbound out of Luckett's. Reports of crash at accident activity under police direction. And Maryland on the southbound side of 2995 and BW Parkway working down to 216. All arteries slow with accidents on each of those roads. Traffic update is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Since 1941, Dickie's Barbecue has been serving slow-smoked meats and home-style sides, your family favorites served by their family. Join them for lunch or dinner today. Order a family pack or take home and get a free catering quote at Dickie's.com. Dickie's Barbecue, where they speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Moisture from Tropical Storm Colin, well east and south out over the Atlantic. We're going to actually have a pretty good day today. West breeze, clouds in, mild this morning. Clouds and sun this afternoon, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thanks, Ray. 72 degrees right now at 7:56.
The first annual A Choir Show, June 8th and 9th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes. Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly, renowned authors at FCW Live, tech enthusiasts, Happy Fed Clinics, hundreds of expo solution providers, and more. Register now at acquireshow.com. Training solutions start here. acquireshow.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
My top-notch innovation team here at Snell Heating and Air is always looking for new ways to make our customers smile. And recently they had a breakthrough, which we're calling the Homeowner Satisfaction Quotient, or HSQ for short. And you might think it's an algebra equation or something that you'll need to get your slide rule out for. But the truth is, really, it's surprisingly simple. Ready? Here goes. When you call the stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to be one 100% satisfied 100% of the time, guaranteed, or we will make it right. Even if that means we have to come back out to make it right. Upfront pricing means that you're going to know what the repair will cost before any work is performed. And with my stand-up guys, you know you're getting the cream of the crop. The very best trained and well-mannered air conditioning technicians in the market.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
Coming up on WMAL,
I will be joined by the one, the only, Larry Kudlow.
And we're going to have a conversation right after the news. I want you to call in and participate. You're a parent. Your daughter has trained all her childhood through high school for the state track meet. And she misses out in the final race because a guy who now identifies...